Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Joyce calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm glad to know that you're doing good. By the way, I'm calling to clarify about your current package or current subscription. And also, Mike, I wanted to sincerely apologize for the automated AI response you received earlier. Yeah, I'm talking about the email. So we have already raised this with our technical team, okay, and we'll ensure it doesn't happen again.
What was this again? It broke up.
Oh, okay. I do apologize. Yeah, I wanted to sincerely apologize about the AI responses that you received earlier via email.
Oh.
Yeah, it was an error on our end, Mike. So, yeah, we really do apologize about that confusion. And, yeah, the reason of my call today as well is to, you know, to clarify, okay, with you about your current package or current subscription. So, yeah, your current subscription does include local SEO, okay, not just the Facebook ads. And there is also Google Verified or the local services ads included. And before calling you today, Mike, because you did mention in the email about the, you know, about your business still on the second page of Google, I just checked and your Google business profile is currently ranking 9th on the first page, especially for General Contracting in Simi Valley, California. And yeah, since you reactivated your account with us in February, please keep in mind that optimization results, okay, take time, typically 45 to 60 days to see maximum impact on stability. And yeah, if you could log in to your local Splash dashboard, you can see there under the Google Insights, okay, the increase in website visits since we took over the optimization, which means that the work that we're doing is already driving more traffic, okay, to your site, and we will continue doing that, okay, to further elevate and or elevate or stabilize your rankings further.
So regarding the ad, so I'm getting more people from other states visiting my site than locally. And usually, like locally, it's either me checking on things on my website or it's, you know, friends or family. Mm-hmm. But like I see people from Florida, from, you know, New York and just, you know, other states. So I'm wondering, you know, what is the geographical target for the Facebook ads? Hopefully it's just what we discussed, which was just LA, and the areas that I mentioned in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, well, really appreciate you for bringing that to our attention, Michael. Yeah, I did check earlier, okay, the areas, okay, that your ads is targeting, and I see, so here are the location, okay, we're targeting for the Facebook ads, Agora Hills, Bell Canyon, Calabasas, Camarillo, Canoga Park, Chatsworth, mm-hmm. Hidden Hills, we have Los Angeles here, Moore Park, North Ridge, Ojai, it's O-J-A-I, I don't know how to pronounce this properly,
yeah,
and then Ojai, okay, Porter Ranch, Santa Clarita, Simi Valley, Thousand Oaks, Denise, Ventura County, West Hollywood, West Lake Village, and Woodland Hills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And then, yeah, because before when I was with you guys, like I could see the ads that, you know, when I'm scrolling through Facebook, mm-hmm. I can actually see the ads that pop up because I have a Facebook Granite Peak account, or do you guys start your own? Are you guys using my existing account, or do you guys create a new account that you guys manage for Facebook?
Let me see here. Yeah, we are using your existing business Facebook page.
Okay, yeah. So I haven't seen any ads, new ads pop up. That's probably one that I did, but you can't see them because it's a pay-per-click thing, which doesn't make sense because before I would be able to see them, and my family would be able to see them.
Okay. So, yeah, usually for the ads, the placement, it's very tricky because it depends on how your ads will perform, okay? You may be able to see it like in the, when you go to the marketplace or when you just, you know, scroll down on your Facebook homepage. And if you wanted to see the preview of your ads, you can view that on the local splash dashboard. And also there is a reason as well, okay, as to why, you know, the ads are not visible on your direct Facebook page. Okay. This is like to avoid you like clicking on it. This is a pay-per-click, you know, we don't want you to accidentally click on it because, you know, it will be taken against the budget. So if you wanted to see the preview, you can log into the Local Splash app. You have the app installed, right?
Yeah, I have the app installed. But so if someone that's not a potential lead just clicks on it, I get charged for it, right?
Yes, yeah, for every click.
Yeah, that's just that because 90% of the clicks are going to be people trying to sell SEOs or people trying to sell Google Verified. That's kind of the calls I'm getting.
Oh, okay.
So I don't see this looking this per click pay because I'm seeing more money is going to be going out than I won't be getting any leads because, like I said. Most of these are just people trying to sell something. They're like lead generation companies, or so I'm paying to have people click on it, and I'm not getting anything in return.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will coordinate this with our Facebook team, Michael. Okay, I'll ask them to. Check the target areas and if there is a need to narrow the target areas, okay, to make sure that, you know, it doesn't go out, like, locally, okay, so we can maintain visibility, like, local in your area, yeah, we will do that. And also, let's see.
Is Local Splash under new management or new ownership?
I know, it's still the same owner, which is David. I'm not sure if you have gone to our Local Splash website. We have David. He is the original owner, and but Jill now is still the owner of Local Splash.
It seems like there's like a disconnect between like people I talk to during my account sometimes. Like no one either doesn't know what's going on, or if they have to check with somebody, or which I didn't have that before, but I was curious.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there are, you know, some changes going on in the back end, Michael, but everything that we do here, it's basically the same as before, okay, making sure everything is fully optimized, and we have some additions as well, you know, of course, things will always change, right? And we always upgrade our strategy here at Local Splash. So.
All right. So, when I did a Google search this morning, I went on Google and typed in general contractors near me. Mm-hmm. which would cover my area code or Simi Valley. I scrolled through probably several pages. My name didn't come up. So I don't know.
Okay.
What type of Google search, you know, has to be done for my name to come up, but typically before, when I hit, you know, general contractors near me, you know, my name would come up either towards the bottom of the first page or just, or like early on the second page, but my search now on Google, it doesn't come up. It comes up maybe if I sit there and scroll through page after page, but so I don't know if, what is the criteria that I have to, I'm definitely not seeing myself on the first page, you know, being the ninth company on there. So I don't know what you're looking at, but like, how do I verify that?
Okay. Yeah. As for the search ranking, Michael, it actually depends on the device used during the search. Okay. But here in my end, we have a tool that helps us change the location, okay, where we want to search from, just so we could get that accurate or see accurate results. And yeah, we can see that your business is ranking on the first page. If you wanted me to share with you my screen, yeah, I can do that.
Are you just on the local? Are you on Google or are you on the local splash?
On Google, yeah. I used the Google to search for businesses, but there is like I think it's a plug-in, on the browser. But it's a tool that we internally use here. Okay, so if you wanted to see like exact results, like in Simi Valley, yeah, we can do that. We have that tool that helps, you know, adjust the location. I can share with you my screen. Just give me a few minutes here. Let me share with you the link.
You share it?
Give me a few minutes. All right, yeah, I sent you the link, Michael. Let me know if you receive it.
All right, you emailed it?
I texted it to you. Okay. Do you see my screen now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So as you can see here at the top, I just typed in general contractor. Okay, there is no need for me to type in near me because, yeah, I already set the location to search from Simi Valley, California. Okay. So, yeah, I'll scroll down from here. So these are the companies. Okay. That appear on the first page. So let's scroll down to see your business from here.
So you just type in general contractor and it just comes up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are the business. Okay, that comes up like on the first page. So yeah, we are on the first page. You can see here, you see the location here at the bottom? Yeah, I'm searching from Simi Valley. And this is the first page.
Yeah, for general contractors in Simi Valley. So if you expand the search, then obviously then I'm on the later pages, right? If I
it's still on the first page. The second page is like when you go to there's like an arrow here, if you wanted to go to the second page. So on the second page, these are like the businesses that you will see. But you are on the first page.
No, yeah, for Simi Valley only. But what if I search Thousand Oaks or Ventura County?
Mm-hmm.
Will I stay on the first page?
So Ventura County, let me see that one here. Yeah, we'll check that one. So let me just adjust the location. Yeah, it depends. If there is like, heavy competition in that area, then yeah, we'll most likely not appear there. So this is Ventura. No, it's not Ventura. Ventura County.
Yeah, there's quite a few, like I searched Thousand Oaks, there's quite a few, Simi Valley companies on there. Yeah, mine doesn't even come up.
Yeah, not and yet. That's on third.
Third page. Yeah, third or fourth page. Yeah, cause that's only like 6 miles away, 8 miles away.
Mm. Yeah, we're still not there yet, okay, on the other location. But I have already coordinated with our team, Michael, okay, to continue creating posts for areas, okay, like the Ventura County or other areas where we're not yet ranking in the first 5 pages in Google. So, but so far, the Google performance, it's good. Okay, yeah, because we checked the performance from before. Okay, we have not started the optimization yet. We can really see, okay, the increased number of performance. So,
yeah, you, you have not started the optimizations yet?
I know. What I mean is when we have not started the optimization yet, yeah, this one, the account was not reactivated yet, okay? We compared the performance data. And, yeah, from before the account was not reactivated to when it got reactivated and we start the optimization, yeah, we have seen increased number of performance. So we're really positive, okay, that we can keep those rankings climb, yeah. So we just need to work on getting more happy customers, okay, for those 5-star reviews, okay. And also, yes, what I mentioned to you earlier, I have already coordinated with our team. We spoke actually last week, right, about the accounts. Yeah, after we spoke, yeah, I coordinated with them to increase number of Google posts, okay, and highlight your work in those areas that we're targeting. So.
All right. So you're saying you guys met last week?
So whenever we request for optimization, yeah, we have so many people, like, in so many departments here. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we just send requests to them and, you know, it can be specific requests. You know, we ask them to look at these areas, okay, and tell us what they think, okay, and yeah, because we have people who does the back end, right? So yeah, they're the ones responsible to making sure that everything is working here. So if we have suggestions, that's when we reach out to them, hey, you know what, I reviewed the data and I think we should focus on this, you know, that's what we do here at Local Splash, and that's what account manager do as well. You know, we constantly check the accounts and yeah.
I had a question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's my competition, but like we discussed, I have 2 1-star reviews that I don't know who these people are. One was called Sinister. So I don't know if it's my competition doing this or I don't know. I responded saying I don't know you or I've not done any work with you on the response. So when I first opened up my account, I talked to you guys about getting these 2 1-stars removed. Is there an update on that?
We still see that 2 negative reviews, Michael. One from Sinister and the other one from Wayne. Yeah, we have already submitted an appeal to Google to have that, you know, negative review be removed. But then again, okay, the negative review, this will be, we're going to leave this to Google, okay, because what we can do here is just continue to flag it, okay, and, yeah, ultimately, they will be the one to decide whether a review qualifies for removal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. All right. So,
thank you.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
No, I think I got everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I just haven't seen any leads come in yet, so I'm just wondering. Hopefully, we'll start seeing some leads.
Okay, so at least we may go back to your dashboard. I see some numbers here.
Those are not direct leads. pictures or sales
oh,
pitches.
Oh, okay.
And one was my guy who does my signs and business cards.
Okay.
I don't know why, but he called that number to get a hold of me for some reason. Well, he did my signs. He saw my numbers on the number. So, yeah. So everything that I've received so far, I haven't gotten one lead yet. Just making a letter. So.
Yeah, we're still within the time frame, Mike. Okay. All right. Yeah, I will continue to monitor here, and there's anything I wanted to maybe suggest to better your placement online. I will give you a call. So we have enough photos actually that we can use here for the optimization. But if you have photos, or maybe you did some work or general contracting work last week or maybe last 2 weeks, if you have pictures of that work, continue sending it to us so we can make use of those photos for optimization.
Yeah, I can send some more photos.
Okay, all right, yeah, really appreciate that, Mike. And also continue to campaign, for positive reviews.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because Google loves volume. If we can get that number, from 15 to 20, Google will start viewing your, viewing your business, for example, in Simi Valley. Yeah, we'll start viewing your general contractor at the top, in the Simi Valley. And also in the other location, as I checked earlier, and there's heavy competition in the other areas that we're targeting. So we wanted to get out ahead of those, competitors. So.
That's the goal. So, all right.
Yes. That's our goal here as well, Mike. We don't want people to scroll that far, So our goal is to pull up your business onto the first page so that residents can find you easily. So yeah, rest assured, we are on top of this.
Okay. All right, I'll check back in a couple of weeks.
Sure. All
right. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, you're very welcome, Mike. And I'll stop the screen sharing here. Okay. And if you do have some questions, Mike, or any concerns, just let me know. Okay, and I'll get back to you immediately.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for your time, and bye-bye for now. Take care.